بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The third rule of Ra Sakin is when the Ra is Sakin because of stopping at an Ayah, and the letter also before it is also Sakin. Basically, both have now Sukoon on them. One Sukoon because of stopping, and the other Sukoon because of Jazm. So how is the Ra at the end of the Ayah going to be pronounced? So in this case, we look at the letter which is two letters before the Ra. If that letter has a Fatha, which is a Zabr, or it has a Pesh, then this Ra will be pronounced full mouth. And both of these examples are in Surah Al-Asr. Okay, so the first example, the example of Fatha, is Wal-Asr, Wal-Asr. Wal-Asr. The Ra is pronounced full mouth because the Ayn has a Fatha on it. And in the next ayah, it is Khusr. Khusr. Innal insana lafi khusr. So the Ra is pronounced full mouth because the Kha has a Dhamma. Now in the case of a Kasra, the Ra will be pronounced an empty mouth, such as in the verse Surah As-Sad, the beginning verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Sad wal Qur'ani dhi dhikr. So this Ra at the end of the ayah is going to be pronounced full mouth because the Dhal has a Kasra on it. Now, on the website you can see that the Kasra is actually on top of the letter, but the rule in Arabic is that if there is a Shadda or a tashdeed on top of the dhal or any letter, and the sign, the vowel sign, is underneath the shadda, that is in fact a kasra, even if it's on top of the letter. So it is in fact dhidhikr, dhidhikr, and the ra is going to be pronounced with an empty mouth.